The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Tana Rabbana Chamorim, donkey drivers or palam workers, Vaboyim Beis Ovel or Beis Hamishta, people who arrive home from Beis Ovel or Beis Hamishta, and their wives are already sleeping. And the question is, can they assume or can they not assume that the wives are Tahar? Says the Gemara, and the shame Uhem b'cheskes tara. Their wives have a cheskes tara to them. Uboim yishoim, and therefore they can have relations with them. Ben yishenes ben aris. Whether they're sleeping or whether they're up. B'medvar murim, when does this halacha apply, says the Gemara? Shenichem b'cheskes tara. When they were left, when they left, they had a cheskes tara. When they left their wives the last time, the wives had a cheskes tumah. The woman remains in that status until his wife tells him explicitly, I am tahar. So Tosfos already points out in the very Maskil Bein, is one allowed to have relations with his wife when she's sleeping? And Tosfos has two approaches. One approach Tosfos takes, not that she's totally sleeping, for Bia is also when she's totally sleeping. She's just not awake enough to be able to respond. And the other shot that Tosfos follows is that she is indeed sleeping. But the focus of our Gemara, says Tosfos, is not to decide if that is or isn't permitted to have relations when she's sleeping. The focus of our Gemara is, as we just explained, regarding Hilchos Nida, regarding Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara. But clearly, according to the second approach that we just quoted, it seems that one who has relation can technically have relations in a situation where his wife is sleeping. And the question that comes up is, one mekayim mitzvahs puru revu even when his wife is sleeping? Does one have to, is the mitzvah puru revu fulfilled if both parties, certainly if the husband is sleeping? The Rambam paskins that if a nida goes to the mikveh, Shloi b'kavana, she fell into a mikveh, she would be tahor. There's no kavana required. Similarly, we find more than once in Masechta Yevamos that a woman who's a Yevama doesn't have to have any das. Yevama yova aleha. As soon as there is a bia, it's fine. So what's the halacha regarding perverted? So though the shaila that we're discussing is obviously not such a serious or commonly asked question, because typically both parties are up when bia takes place, but the question is for a much more fundamental situation, and that is, what is the mitzvah of puru revu? Is the mitzvah of puru revu having children, and as soon as and that's the only prerequisite for fulfilling the mitzvah, or the mitzvah puruvu the ma'aseh bia? So the Minchas Chinuch is very explicit in mitzvah aleph sifkaton yudalit. The Minchas Chinuch says, "Fidamai the kaimelon, based on what we have established, hoyu lebonim u'meisu, if somebody had children and they passed away, like Kaima Mitzvah, near Balil. So from here we see the mitzvah, Enikisha Mitzvah, Lulav Matzah, with the name, the Elam Meshach Tzman. When you take the Lulav, you fulfill the mitzvah. You ate Matzah, you fulfill the mitzvah. Take if Shosah Mitzvah, Yotzah. As soon as you do the mitzvah, you yotz the mitzvah. Avokan Enokain. Here, it's not like that. The bia is not the mitzvah, rechech shemitzvah.
It's just a way of fulfilling the mitzvah. However, v'ikra ha-mitzvah hu leid sabonim. What is the mitzvah having children? V'chorega chal of chayiv. Achiv. He has constantly that chayiv. V'mesu l'kayim mekan alabo. And the Mechas Chinuch brings another ayah. The Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra Simon Aleph Siv Zayin Paskins. Hoy lebonim k'shoyev k'chovim. If somebody had children when he was an Akum, Nizgaya huvehem, and they were all Megayer, Harez Kaim Mitzazu. So we see, when was this bia done? This bia was done when he was still not a Jew. But as long as he now has Jewish children, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. Another raya to the opinion of the Mechas Chinuch is the Rosh. The Rosh asks, why by Kiddushin, why when a man marries a wife, isn't the bracha like by all mitzvahs? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha. We're doing the mitzvah of being mekadesh es ha'isha, says the Rosh, because the mitzvah is not the kedushin. The mitzvah is having the children. So when you have the kiddushin, when they're standing under the chuppah, obviously there are no children to have, to they say they were fulfilling the mitzvah. So therefore we make a bracha, asalanu, what's asatos, what's mutatos, but not that there's actual, at that moment, the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Furthermore, the Rambam, in Hilchas Ishas Perek Tezvov, Halacha Aleph, says, Isha Shehirsha Espala, Acha Nesuin. If a woman gave her husband permission, Shimna Inosa, that they don't have to have relations, her raise a mutter. The Medvam Amurim, says the Rambam, when is that said? Shehoyu Leibonim. Well, he already has fulfilled the mitzvah, having children. Shekvakai Mitzvah Piri Rivya. So the Rambam is saying, what is Mitzvah Piri Rivya? Hoyu Leibonim, having children. Avlam Loikai, if he has not yet had children. Chayiv liver b'chol onam achiyu lebonim. Shemitz itzis ha'seh shal Torah, shenam pruruvu. So the Rambam is clearly saying that how do you fulfill the mitzvah pruruvu? Not with the beer, but with the having children. On the other hand, there's a raya from Tosfos. The Tosfos holds that the mitzvah is pruruvu, is the actual beer. A very famous Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra. That's Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos the very masculine kaifin. The Gemara there speaks about the situation of somebody who's a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim, which means he had two owners. One owner freed him, and one owner didn't free him. And the Gemara goes and says he can't live with a Jewish woman, because he's an Evan. He can't live with a Shifcha because he's a half free man. So the Gemara says, Kaifnes Rabbi, we force his Rebbe to force his owner to free him. Task Tosfos, why do we have to force the owner to free him? Why don't I say that the mitzvah, a pruruvu, is doiche the loisa say of having relations with someone who were having relations with someone who's not Jewish, and he should be able to do, and be he should be able to have relations. So Taisa says one teretz, maybe he has an essay by Chalaisa say, but the woman doesn't have the essay by Chalaisa say. That's one teretz that Taisa gives. Another teretz Taisa says is because the mitzvah, the lav is over at the beginning of the bia, and the mitzvah is only mekayim at the end of the bia. But according to Mechas Chinuch, he's not mekayim the mitzvah at the end of the bia. He's not mekayim the mitzvah until he has the children. So we see from here that Tosfos is obviously of the opinion that the mitzvah is the pruruvu. The mitzvah pruruvu is the bia. Just what part of the bia, at what point of the bia, is a question, is the mitzvah actually fulfilled? Ramosha, the Shalat Shuvus Igros Moshe, Eved Ezra Chelik Beis Simon Yud Ches. speaks about this Tosfos, and Rav Moshe seems to want to say that both elements are part of the mitzvah. So from here we see a very fundamental question. Is one fulfill the mitzvah of Pur Ravu without an actual bia? And the Nafka Mina, one of the Nafka Minas is what we are discussing in our Gemara, where somebody had children when his wife or he had bia when he or his wife was sleeping.